Can you hear me? Everybody, can you hear me? Is it loud enough? Maybe a bit louder, eh? That's good, yes. So, brother and sister, how are you all doing? Good, okay. It's a beautiful day today. And praise God that thank you for Pastor Xavier invited me to come and share with you all today. I just got back, actually, 8 months ago, I got back from Cambodia for my home assignment year in Canada. So in Cambodia, I was serving as in the urban poor ministry, working with the poor people in Cambodia. So every time when you come to see people and you greet each other, okay? So and I know that next year you have people going to Cambodia. So this is a greeting you can say. So people just like the gesture that Thai people they use. They say, "Jomnipsu." Okay, let's try together. Okay, you do that, put your hand together. And when you see people, you greet each other. You say, "Jomnipsu." Jomnipsu, that's right. So when you have people like younger than you, you don't have to do Jomnipsu. But when you have people, maybe people like your age, and then you do it like this. Maybe on the same level with your hand together. But for people who are older, maybe like elderly people, and then you do a little bit higher than that person. Okay? So if you are seeing the king and then you do it like this, okay? Sometimes when you look at the watch, the news, you see the king, Jomnipsu, you know, doing like this. Anyway, but so this is Jomnipsu to everybody. And thank the Lord for giving me opportunity to share and with you. And Victor, right? Philip had told you about many years ago, I have served with Burnaby Pacific Grace Church for 14 years. And I was a pastor, as working with the children, and also I serve as the acting senior pastor for 6 years. And today I have chosen a topic called "Out of Your Comfort Zone." When I talk about comfort zone, because I first step out of my comfort zone, so I would like to share with you today, and I hope that will encourage you. How you can be out of your comfort zone in where you are, whether you are at home or maybe some of you, God may call you to be a missionary in the future. Let's see, okay. I remember 4.5 years ago when I tell people that I will be a missionary in Cambodia. And do you know what was their usual response? Wow. Aren't you afraid of landmines? Okay? Because you have heard about that in Cambodia, there's a lot of landmines. So that was their first response. Do you afraid of it? Okay? And then some of you and say that, you know, of course we see a lot of landmines, but not in the city, but outside, maybe in a border area. But they have signs, so you don't have to be afraid. But it doesn't matter what happened when you have to left your own comfort zone and when you have to start a new journey, of course you will face challenges and you have to take a risk. Okay? So for example, if I said to you today, everybody, let's get up. And then greet one another. What do you have to do? You have to step out of your comfortable seat. And then you have to greet one another. And some of you may not know, right? So this is even a little of action. And when you do something change in your life, you will face risk. And you have to step out of your comfort zone. And when I was sharing in different churches, and people asked me, how did you get out of your comfort zone? And some of the people say to me, I know the Bible said that God has a plan for each one of our lives. And He certainly has given us a lot of gifts and potential. And also I know, unless I am willing to step out of my comfort zone, having the courage to take up some challenges in my life, I will not be making a difference to fulfill God's purpose for my life. Tell me, how can you do that? How can you make that first move? I was wondering, when people ask me this question, Have you ever searched about searched your heart and asked deep question like this? Do you realize that you are living in a very comfortable life in Vancouver? Do you agree that? Yes. We are living in the number three comfortable city, the beautiful city, most beautiful city in the world. And we are very comfortable. And do you know that you God has given you a lot of gifts, a lot of potentials? Is it just for yourself? God has given you, doesn't matter whether you are young or old, and God has used your life, and God has given you salvation, and God wanted to use you. Unless you step out of your comfort zone, you will not be experienced God's blessing on your life. So today, I would like to share with you about two characters, two Bible characters in the Bible. And we are going to see, all right, how when someone willing to step out of your comfort zone and to receive the challenges from God and to learn about if you can break through the limitation of your life. And you know what? God is going to mold you and use you to make a difference, to make a significant difference in people's life that around you. Let's turn to your Bible in Acts chapter 9. Okay, let's. If you have your Bible, and I would like you to turn to your Bible and to Acts chapter 9. Let's see. Is it possible I can have someone read these chapters? Maybe Philip, you want to come up and read it then? I would like you to know, even though this is a very familiar passage, but I would like you to read that and please pay attention to that this chapter, eh? Acts chapter 9, 1 to 20.
Your version?
No, NIV is fine. Are you having NIV? That's fine.
Okay.
No problem. Yeah.
Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 20. Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. As he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. And the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men with Saul stood speechless, for they heard the sound of someone's voice, but saw no one. Saul picked himself up off the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he was blind. So his companions led him by the hand to Damascus. He remained there blind for 3 days and did not eat or drink. Now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he replied. The Lord said, "Go over to Straight Street to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying to me right now. I've shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again." Verse 13, "But Lord," exclaimed Ananias, "I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem. And he is authorized by the leading priests to arrest everyone who calls upon your name." But the Lord said, "Go. For Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to the kings, as well as to the people of Israel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." So Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road, he has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he regained his sight. Then he got up and was baptized. Afterward, he ate some food and regained his strength. Saul stayed with the believers in Damascus for a few days, and immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is indeed the Son of God."
Thank you, Philip. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you so much that we can come before you, Lord. And thank you, Father, you are a great old God, a great God that who loves us and who cares for us. And thank you that today we can come before you, and not only for this month that we celebrate your son, that Jesus, that who loved us and who gave your life for us. And Father, as we come before you, pray that you use your word to help us to see that we can get out of your comfort zone so that we can be used by you and make a significance to people's lives like you have done in our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we have just read these chapters, and two characters I think many of us we know really well. One we know well. So the first one is Paul, right? So when we read chapter 9, and this is all started with God, with God's all-knowing and almighty power, and God came to seek Saul, and also his name, also Paul, and Ananias. And I think Paul, everybody know him, okay? He was a very well-educated man, ambitious man, and he was a guy that persecuting Christians. While on the road to Damascus, he saw a light, and he heard a voice and claiming to be Jesus. So Jesus knocked him off to the ground, and he became blind. But at the same time, and he believed, and he became a devout follower of Jesus. So God locked Paul's road down, and his life was never be the same again. Paul had a very dramatic encounter with Jesus. And his life was well known by us. But today, I would like to invite you to pay attention to an unknown guy. His name is Ananias. It is because of him, when God got involved in his life, as he was willing to step out of his comfort zone, and his life was never the same again. Who was Ananias? In chapter 9, verse 10, talks about he was a disciple of Jesus. He's just like a disciple. It means he's just a follower of Jesus, someone who follows Christ. And also, chapter 22, verse 12, and talks about he was not only a disciple, and also he was a devout observer of the Lord. So he was just like an ordinary person, a disciple, and also he was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. So every time when we think about God, how God used people, we think of people who are big, gray, you know, very smart and have different, you know, great potential, or maybe very gifted people. But when we look at Ananias' life, you can see that he was just an ordinary person, was a disciple, but he was also He was very serious about his faith. Not only that, so that means he was not a wishy-washy Christian. And he practiced what he preached. So that's why he walked the talk. And so that's why verse 22, he talks about many people respected him. And he had a very good report from everyone. So all people knew him and thought well of him. So he was just a disciple. And he was one that who feared God, and that he was devout Christians, that who stay away from sin. And number three, and he was... He had a good testimony. And then we learn about that. And he had an intimate relationship with God. How do we know that he had an intimate relationship with God? Because when the Lord called to him in a vision, Ananias, and he said, "Yes, Lord," he answered. So this tells us only people who spend time with God will hear God speak to people's heart. When you spend time with God, God will speak to you. And sometimes, because in our busy life, so we are so busy, So that's why we cannot hear what God spoke to us. Do you know being a missionary in overseas? Do you know what was the first big challenge and obstacle that every missionary had to face? It's to learn the language. And this is a Cambodian language. It's a Khmer alphabet. I remember one time, the first three months when I arrived to Cambodia, and as I learned the language, I said, wow, the sound, and when you look at the word, it's totally different language. Okay, even though I know Chinese and English, and also I was born in Vietnam, so I knew some Vietnamese too, but this is a totally different language. So that day, I was very frustrated to pick up the language. But you know what? Spending time with God, helping us to know that God is with us. And I remember that day when I was having my devotion. And God used 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God reminded me, Sabrina, why did you come to Cambodia? It's because of the love of God. And this is the motivation that gives you the power and the wisdom and the strength to learn the language. I knew that. But you know, sometimes when we have busiest life and then sometimes the problem and the struggle, frustration, they're so big. And then we lose focus. We lose sight. So that's why when I come back to God, when I have my time with God, and God spoke to me, and he helped me to refocus on what I was doing. And you know what happened? After that day, because of my encounter with God, from that day on, when I started to learn the language. Of course, the language was getting harder. But you know what? God, the power of God was with me. I remember when I started to learn the language, I was 46 years old. I'm not 6 years old. I'm 46 years old. But you know what? After that encounter with God, and God helped me to focus that, what will be my right motivation to learn the language. From that day on, I remember after that, I started to God gave me the perseverance and also the joy. Okay? Perseverance. Sometimes when we talk about serving God and learning, facing difficulty, and we know that we need perseverance. But sometimes we don't have the joy. But these all come together. Okay? So I started to go out to the market, to the wet market, and talk to people. And you know what happened? And they said, wow, who was this lady? Oh, maybe he was a local overseas, like Cambodian from overseas. And how come? Her pronunciation was very clear. It's not because of me, brothers and sisters. It's because of God. That's why when we have encounter with God, and your life will be changed. Just like in our life today. You know, it's a Christmas time. It's a time, like Pastor mentioned about that, to celebrate the joy of Jesus. That do people see you have joy in your life? We lose that joy because our relationship with God, we don't have that encounter. We don't have that time with God. That's why, you know, our life was stagnant. So Ananias, help us to see that. Coming back to God. And that's why we can hear the voice of God. That's why how we can live even in life when we have frustration, when we have difficulty, and we still can persevere. And we can still have joy in our life, in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of trial. And that is the source of us. Okay, so we can see that this is Ananias' life. So Ananias is like many of us, very comfortable of his walk with God until one day God stepped in his life. So how did God rock Ananias' world? Let's all read together. The Lord told him, go to the house of Judah. Everybody speak aloud. Many report about this man and all the harm he has done for your saints in Jerusalem. and has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. So, what happened? How did God rock Ananias' role? And God told him, Ananias, I would like you to go to meet this guy, and his name is Saul. So Ananias said, oh, sure, yes, I will do it. You know, but once he heard about, wow, you're going to ask me to meet this guy, and this guy, he was the one who persecuted Christians. How can I do that? That is impossible. Okay? I don't think I will do that. I'm able to do that. So this is something come out to the normal, our natural instinct. Okay? So that was impossible. That was not impossible. But you know what happened? Even though that Ananias, he didn't understand. But he said to God, yes, I will. I will go. I will go. So he said, go, this man, and actually before that, God said to him, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name. It's my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. God came to him to do something that he was not understand. He knew that he will face danger, and he didn't know why God asked him to do something like that. And in God's mind, and God showed him that this is something that the person that persecuted Christian and our limited mind couldn't understand God's way. But in verse 17, Ananias said, he responded to God, even though I didn't understand, he went. He replied to God. He responded to God. He went. Philip just mentioned about Overseas Missionary Fellowship. This is an organization that 150 years ago, they have sent missionary to China. 150 years ago, that was a long, long time ago. When they started, a brother called Hudson Taylor, and he would like to invite the people to go to China to share the gospel with the Chinese people. But you know, it was a very difficult task because over there it was very primitive. Nobody wanted to go there. So after 1 year of the organization established, and there was a name, there was a guy's name named Josh Dodd. He was an Englishman, and he applied to OMF to be a missionary to China. So what happened, he applied, and the first interview was declined. And second interview was declined. The third interview was declined. And so he requested to the board, and said, I would like to see Hudson Taylor. I would like to see him alone. So when Hudson Taylor met him, and he also said, Brother Josh, I think you should stay in England also. And you know why? Because Josh, he had an accident when he was 14 years old. And one of his legs was got amputated. So Hudson told him to stay in England with one leg, that he could not go to China to be a missionary. But you know what? Josh told Hudson Taylor, he said, Brother Hudson, in England, there are many brothers and sisters who have two legs, but they are not willing to go. But I have one leg. Please let me go. So Hudson was very touched by his word. So finally, he let Josh went. According to the Inner Mission history, the previous name they have, they call Josh went to China. You know which city he went? Guangzhou. And he served there for over 30 years. When he was there, there was no church at all. But as we look back today, 150 years today, do you know Guangzhou has the most Christian population in China? And that's why you have probably heard about that a few months ago. So many, the government has to ask many of the churches in Guangzhou to take down the cross. But you know what? With 7 million population in that Guangzhou city, but 600,000 are Christians. Josh was an unqualified person, but he has a willing heart. And God used an ordinary person and someone who has a willing heart to serve him. Ananias, he was too willing to step out of his comfort zone. Even though he couldn't understand what impact did Ananias bring to himself and others when he was willing to step out of his comfort zone. When he saw Paul, and you know what happened? He placed his hands on Paul, and he called him Brother Paul. Now, I'm going to tell you, I use my imagination. You know, the action of accepting him as a brother in Christ, I believe that it must be a great impact to Paul's life. And you have to think about, before he responded to God to go to see Paul and Ananias, you know, his heart, he didn't want to meet this man because he had persecuted many Christians. But when he arrived, and you know how God that have done miracle in his life, and he, God had changed his heart, his whole life, and sees him as his brother in the Lord. And this love and acceptance take away the fear, the hatred. And I believe that it truly impacted Paul's life. Paul has never seen any Christian in his life. And this was the first Christian he met. But this is a question that I believe changed Paul's whole life. And Ananias prayed over Paul's healing of blindness, and he was able to see again. And he was, as you read the verse, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was transformed by God from being a persecutor to a powerful preacher for God. Brothers and sisters, are you willing to step out of your comfort zone and used by God, just like Ananias? Every one of us can be like Ananias to influence people around us. Just like Ananias. Joshua Seal, he was a young people in our church. When he came to our church, he was just a little boy. But today, he's in university now. He told me a testimony about a few months ago, when he was back to Canada, to Vancouver to visit his parents. When he went to Ontario, and he was alone, he didn't have any friends, and he had to study over there. So he missed church, he missed his family. So one day, but he wanted to go to church, but it takes, because he lived quite far away from the church there, so he had to take a bus. It takes over 1 or 2 hours to get there on Sunday. So one Sunday he arrived to a church, and one of the aunties, you know, came to greet him. He said, "Hi, what's your name?" You know, and so Josh started to talk to him, and then the auntie said that realized that he was new to Ontario, and you know what this auntie said? "Wow, you came all the way from took a bus to the church. It takes so long, Josh. From next week on, you don't have to do that. Just come to stay at my house." This auntie opened his home, and he was willing to receive risk. Can you imagine if your parents first got the guy that you just met? "Who is this guy? I'm not going to take him into my house." But you know what he did? And she took this young man to her home, and she had 2 teenagers. But you know what? God used this auntie to bless Joshua. And he was so touched by this family. And he saw that when someone stepped out of their comfort zone, and God used this family and to bless this young man. A few months ago, and when I was in Vancouver, I was visiting the Lighthouse Harbor Ministry. And you know what? I met Josh. He was there. And he was there sharing the gospel with the sailors. And that day, most of them were from the Philippines. And you know what? He used 5 minutes to share about the gospel with the local people there. With those group, they have about maybe 20 people there. And you know what he did? He shared. He said, I knew how you feel. Because most of these sailors, they have to be away from maybe, they only meet their family twice a year. So they said, "I know how you feel, because I was away from my family, all my friends. But you know what? our God. Our God is with you always. And you know how the impact of one person unwilling to step out of his comfort zone and then take this young man into the life, to the family. And this young man, his life was totally changed. I was so surprised when I met him. Before, he was just a young boy. And he was very, very active when he was a children, when he was allowed children Sunday school class. So for those who are teaching Sunday school teachers, you know, God is very amazing. So don't ever think about, wow, this active guy, I'm not sure whether I'm able to handle him. But you know what? God changed lives. And this young man today, what he had learned when he was a kid, and today God used him. And God used different people to bring him to grow and to in him and also to bless other people. So brothers and sisters, today I would like to encourage you. Emmanuel, God is with us. God is always with us, but you need to be step out of your comfort zone so people can know your life, can experience your life, that God is with you, that your life can be a blessing to other people. What action will you take today? God will use you just like Ananias, like Joshua, like many of us. Not every one of us can be like the Apostle Paul to change the world, but every one of us can be like Ananias to make a significant difference to people around you. Do you believe that? In closing, I would like to share with you a short story. A few months ago, I was in Edmonton. I was visiting my friend. She's a nurse. She told me that one day, when she was at work in the clinic, a lady came into the clinic. She was so angry, so mad, and oh, she just didn't know what happened. My friend came toward her and said to her, "Can I give you a hug?" So give her a hug, a big hug. Oh, she started crying so loud for a few minutes. And then she stopped crying. And then she said to my friend, "My son is dying." And then my friend said to her, "Can I pray with you?" This story tells me about that. Brothers and sisters, we all have different opportunities that God gave it into your lives. If you said, "Yes, I want to serve God, I want to be a missionary, I want to do short-term work," but you have to start where you are right now today. Open your eyes. If you're young people, look around your friends, especially Christmas time. Many people getting suicide. Their heart is not happy. They are lonely. They need people reach out to them. If you are come out willing to step out of your comfort zone, God is going to bless you. And God is going to transform your life. Will you? Do you want to do that? God invites each one of us to move deeper into his purposes for the world. After the worship, I encourage you, if you want to be serious about your faith and your walk with God, and you want to make a difference in people's life, in your life, I only have a few copies about this little brochure. And it's called 6 Ways to Reach Out God's World. You can pick up a copy of this, and you can take a look at it, and what are the ways that you can be involved in reaching out God's world and to impact your life and to impact people's lives. That's a word of prayer. And I hope that you can pray for yourself right now and pray how God wants you to step out of this comfort zone for this year and the year to come. That's a word of prayer right now. Father God, we thank you that we can come before you and thank you for your word that you have reminded us that God, when we step out of our comfort zone, and God, you have used us. And we thank you for the example of Ananias, God, how he was willing to be obedient to you, even though he faced many uncertainty and he knew that he will face dangers, but he was willing to take risk for you. And because of that, his life was not the same again. People and the life of Paul was being changed. It's because of this ordinary person, ordinary Ananias, and who changed the life of Paul. And Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters here today, and pray that, Father, you help us and help each one of them, and to take up and to be obedient to you, and to look around and see how they can make a difference in people's lives, and to love and to care for others, and to be a listening ear, and to show how they can share the love of Christ with them by their action. Thank you, Father, for listening to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.